This is the local VK5 news segment. And let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, again with the weekly update from the South East Radio Group. We had quite a bit to discuss at our meeting last Friday as President Peter, VK5BE, presented us with some quotes for our new club trailer build. I cannot tell you any more than that at this point, but I'll bring you up to date next week. The legend of the Lakes Hill Climb is rapidly approaching, and we do not have any spare video cameras for the live stream video, which gets sent to two or three big screen displays in the pits and the spectator areas. If you have an older video recorder that you are no longer using, would you please consider donating it to our group? To go out and buy even quite modest up-to-date video recorders is not a financial possibility for us at this time, so any contributions would be very gratefully received. If you decide to help us out, please contact Greg, VK5ZGY, via our group email, vk5sierraromeo@wia.org.au. That's vk5sr@wia.org.au, or phone Greg on 0887258454. I repeat, 0887258454. We have been extremely lucky in the past to have been given a number of ex-rental cameras by a large company which deals in such things, but unfortunately they are not in a position to help us again at this time. We will have to come up with a plan and perhaps try to budget for the purchase of some new ones, but at this point we have set our 2019-2020 budget and there is no provision for this type of expenditure this financial year. If any of you are keen motorsport fans and you would like to have a great weekend of hill climb activity combined with some radio fun, please contact me, VK5SR@wia.org.au, and I will give you all the info that you need to make a decision. That's all I have for you this week, so I will fill in the gaps by reminding you that our group meets on the first and third Friday of each month, except for December and January. December, we usually have an activity night on the first Friday, but the business meeting on the third Friday is usually abandoned because of its proximity to Christmas. The first Friday in January is also usually abandoned for the same reason, but we hold a business meeting on the third Friday. Meetings take place in our excellent air-conditioned club rooms at the Reedy Park Centre in O'Halloran Terrace, Mount Gambier, and start time is 7:30 p.m. sharp. Visitors are always welcome, and we have supper and a tea or coffee after the meeting concludes. As always, our members would like to wish you all a great week, and I say 7-3 from Surge.
And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. It's that time of the year again. The grass has grown out of control at the shack site and needs to be slaughtered to keep down the fire risk. Instead of a techno session on the 26th of October, we'll have a clean-up day, and we'll need all the helpers we can muster with brush cutters, mowers and other garden tools. We will put on a barbecue lunch for all those who turn up to help. The next lunch at the Blackwood RSL will be on Friday the 25th of October. These lunches start at 12 noon and there's no need to book, just turn up. The next coffee and chat session at the shack will be on Saturday the 9th of November. SAC sessions start at 9:30 a.m. November general meeting on the 21st will be a members show and tell, so rummage through your shacks and sheds for interesting items to show off that night. It does not have to be something you made this year or even something you've made in the past. General meetings start at 7:30 when the presentations are run first before a light supper and then the business part of the meeting last. There will not be any general meetings in December and January, but I am hoping the Blackwood RSL will be open for our second and fourth Friday lunches. I still have to confirm these dates with the RSL. This year's A-House Buy and Sell will be on Sunday the 3rd of November, and this year it's being held at the Marion RSL. Bookings for tables can be made with Roy Gabriel, VK5NRG, and his email is vk5nrg@wia.org.au. We've scrapped plans for a car boot sale in the car park. We've had no one show any interest in this idea. Buyers are $5 entry and get two raffle tickets for the door prizes. Commercial sellers are $10 a table unless they donate a door prize, and they will receive food vouchers. Clubs can book one table for free. Sellers will have to wear sellers' wristbands, and buyers will receive a buyer's wristband. No wristband, no entry to the sale area. Ross is bringing the Strictly Ham Shop over again this year, and he has asked for six tables. We also have a new vendor this year, Pat Cookson, who is wishing to dispose of a stock of Jackson hardware, including exquisite tuning capacitors and reduction drives, probably the last stock of these items in Australia, because the factory in the UK burnt to the ground soon after this stock headed for Down Under. She will also bring a selection of Hammond stock. We've been offered entry to the halls from 1 p.m. on the Saturday, the 2nd of November, and this will take some of the pressure off the mad rush on Sunday morning. On Sunday the 3rd, sellers can enter the RSL hall from 7 a.m. to set up, and the door will be open to buyers from 9:30 a.m. on the Sunday morning. The RSL are catering for the event, and we'll have a bacon and egg rolls for breakfast from 8 till 10, coffee and cake from 10 a.m, and lunchtime sausage sizzle from 12 noon. The bar will be open for soft drinks and something harder if you wish. The A-House Christmas lunch will be at the Blair Hotel again this year, and it will be on the 24th of November, and the starting time is 12 noon. Pat has renegotiated the cost of the meal, and it is now only $25. The meal is a two-course meal with four choices of main course and a dessert with tea and coffee provided. This is in line with the hotel's senior meals. You can book with Pat Store at patstore@adam.com.au. That is patstorr@adam.com.au. And you can book at the next general meeting, at the RSL lunches or shack mornings. This year Pat is issuing tickets to those who book and pay. You can also pay by direct deposit, or you can pay in person at a meeting. If you wish to pay by direct deposit, Pat will send you details when you email her for a booking. We can email your tickets once you have confirmed you have paid. Please advise Pat of any special dietary requirements when booking. Numbers are limited to 60. Shirley Williams is busy buying up interesting and sometimes surprising prizes for the raffle, and we'll have a lot of prizes, like we have had in previous year. So far, we've only have 20 people booked, and with a prize pool of 40 plus prizes, it looks as though there will be two each. Get your booking into Pat soon. The January 2020 A-House Annual Picnic will be at the Marion RSL, like last year's very successful picnic. It will be on the 19th of January. Starting time is 10 a.m. onwards. The cost of the meal will be $10, and it will be the same as last year. Bookings open once we get over the Christmas lunch. If you wish to contact me, you can send an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au. You can also send me a text message to 0428 835 621. That's all for this week, 73.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Good morning. Here is this week's news from NERC. Well, it's been a rather quiet time this week, club-wise, but activity will once again be upon us next Friday the 25th for the October Tech Night meeting. Members are asked to bring along any unfinished projects for completion with help from our gurus, only too happy to help. The club's 2-metre repeater has had a good workout during the current JOTA event. Good to hear so many young voices that may be interested in gaining amateur licences in future. The November general meeting will be a presentation by Tony VK5FBIC on Wison and Akram activities. Remember, meetings commence at 7:30 p.m. sharp with tea, coffee and soft drinks available. Word is out that our resident scribe, Les, alias Sir Lunchalot, has been in contact and is now in Egypt, putting all that Egyptology he has learned into practice. Hopefully he will return soon and advise us if he has finally located his mummy. Well, that's about all the news for this week, so until next time, this has been Brian VK5VI for the North East Radio Club.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.